Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcoming back to the fold, KACT, 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Gerald Reed, thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate that. Joining us now is John Stokes. Now, John is a gun guy, but John also has some background here that makes him uniquely qualified to answer some questions I have currently. John, if you would... For some people that haven't heard you in a while, or maybe have never heard you before, can you give me a little bit of your background as far as in the tech world?
Sure. I am one of the founders of Ars Technica, which is a large, pretty nerdy technology site that is we sold to Condé Nast in 2008, and it's sort of like a smaller, geekier sister publication of Wired. And I was a computer engineer for my undergrad, and I've written a book on microprocessor architecture based on the work that I did at Ars. And I've covered technology on and off for some 20 years. I'm in the outdoors and gun space now, but and in preparedness space primarily as the last 2 years as a media person. But most of my career has been in technology and technology journalism. Software, hardware, that kind of thing.
And the website you have now, The Prepared, am I right about that?
That's right. ThePropared.com. Yeah.
Now this is it a prepper's resource guide for those that aren't preppers? Is that the way you work that out?
Yeah, it's basically prepping, but what we would call modern prepping. It's not political. We don't get into politics or religion. We don't have a particular, agenda. It's just preparedness. A lot of our readers are urban, professional type and people who are worried about, climate change or political upheaval or, just the general state of the world. And so that's the angle that we come at it from. It's not a lot of, we are all gun owners. Not the entire staff, but the main editors are all gun owners and gun rights supporters. But, we don't really do a lot with firearms on that website. So it's not a kind of classic, guns and beans and ammo prepping thing. It's more first aid kits. Shelter, situational awareness, bug out bag, that kind of thing.
Sort of an introducing prepping to the, and I'm sure people will start with you, and it's probably a good resource to get to. But let's shove off on this particular topic. How powerful, in your opinion, is social media?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just huge. It's the media now. I mean, even the parts of the media that aren't explicitly social media, like the New York Times or the Washington Post, are driven by the conversations that happen on social media. That's where reporters are getting their stories. They're getting them off of Twitter. They're in private groups with each other and in Twitter chats and DMs, talking to each other. So even for people who get their news from Fox or get their news from the New York Times and do not go on Twitter or do not go on Facebook, those media venues are kind of the hive mind for the media class.
How easy is it for these tech giants to manipulate their platforms?
Well, Bill, the business model is manipulation. And I say this not as a matter of conspiracy, but when you go on to Facebook and it shows you an ad for something that you want to buy,
right,
that's a manipulation. The entire advertising-based business model for every one of these platforms that is, relies on algorithms, on profiling, on targeting specific users with specific message, it's about mass behavior modification. That's what the ads are. That's what the targeted digital ads are. These are tools for mass behavior modification. And it sounds creepy and weird and sort of tinfoil hat when I put it that way, but that's explicitly what it is.
Right.
They're trying to get you to click on a link. They're trying to get you to buy a product. And, of course, there's tracking behind that. So when I, as a maker of widgets, I advertise my widget on Facebook, I get really good, high-quality data about who I'm putting the widget in front of. I want to target it at single moms living in Milwaukee that are between the ages of whatever and whatever, and I can get that demographic. I can target my widget at them. I can see how many of them click through. I can see how many of them bought when they click through, and I can get actionable metrics. So there's a lot of data that goes into this, and the point of these systems is to get people to do things in the real world, to change their behavior in the real world, to buy a product, to click a link, you know, to do a thing, to spend money, to commit resources. So they're incredibly influential, which is interesting when they say, well, you know, we're just neutral and we just pass along the information and, you know, don't blame us for this and that. Well, their advertising model puts the lie to that.
I don't have time for the for one question I've got for you, but let's finish up this segment with this. Within social media, they make the claim that they can influence what, between 10 and 15 million votes. Is that when they say that? Is this a show of strength, or is this a show? Is this like a warning that we're running the country now? We're the ones, and we've just begun.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the context for that particular claim. I know that there are third party experts who have tried to characterize their influence and their impact on the electorate,
right,
as a warning. I know that there's been congressional testimony about how many votes Facebook influences and such. That is very much in the context of a warning.
Right. Well, like I said, I don't have time for the ad. Although I do, I'm gonna go ahead and ask the question, and we'll go through the break, and when we get back, you know, if you want to answer that, then maybe I would. I'd like to hear your answer. The little trap that Trump set up for Twitter when he decided to get out there and start saying crazy stuff about Joe Scarborough, which I think that was his intended trap, but they actually went after something else where they started fact-checking him. Was it actually really, truly one of these things where, when we're looking at it, this is where they take and step away from the idea that they're a bulletin board and they're becoming a publisher? That, when we get back, I want to know the answer to that. And I want to know what that means as far as what they enjoy currently versus what could be done to them in some sort of way of regulating them. John runs a website called The Prepared. And The Prepared is, if you are new to this whole discipline, the idea of, and being a prepper doesn't mean that you're, this is for the zombies, this is for the hurricanes, this is for the floods. And the preppers always come out well, and John is the introduction to getting into that world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You can, my guest is John Stokes. His website is theprepared.com. There's a lot of COVID-19 stuff there. I actually thought that COVID-19 would be the catalyst that sort of pulled us apart at the seams. Did you?
I wasn't sure. I thought it would be bad. In terms of social cohesion, I didn't think it would be this bad this fast.
Yeah.
I have been surprised.
Now, do you think COVID-19 led into this and this George Floyd incident, the murder of George Floyd, do you think that was the catalyst that pulled everything apart and got everything in motion, or what do you think?
Absolutely. I don't think we'd be seeing what we're seeing now without the pandemic and the lockdown. You know, I think that there is a lot of pent-up frustration. There's a lot of just a feeling of crazy. There's been a lot of people warning about a loss of social cohesion as a result of the lockdown and the masking up. I mean, you go into a space now, like, I don't know about you, but I went to Academy Sports the other day to buy ammo, and for one, most of the ammo is gone, and for two, some people have masks on, some people don't. People are sort of distancing. You know, they're looking at each other weird. The vibe is weird. There are no bikes. You know, I tried to get a bicycle for my daughter. So there's stuff that's missing. It just kind of feels like a little bit in disarray.
Right.
And, you know, you go anywhere you go, people are just eyeing each other. If you got a mask on, if you don't have a mask on, it's a strange vibe out there. It's just things are weird, things are messed up, and it doesn't feel normal. It doesn't feel like anybody's in control and like anybody knows what's next. And so I think that mood, that vibe, that kind of energy of nobody's in charge, nobody's in control, nobody knows what we're doing, we're making this up as we go along. I'm hearing one thing from one person, another thing from another. We're just all making it up. I think that is, that has sort of put people in a headspace where they're just like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to do what I want to do, you know, burn it all down or whatever it is that some of these folks are doing. You know, I really think that this has, I don't think you have the scenes that we're seeing now out of the cities without the preceding 2 months of pandemic.
So back to the question I posed to you, which was, did Trump, when Twitter decided to fact check Trump, did he in fact, and is this the smoking gun where everybody says, ah, so you guys really aren't a bulletin board. You are actually content publishers who have decided to, you know, look at the content coming and refine that to your liking.
I know that that is that's one way of thinking about Section 230. My understanding from the lawyers that I've talked to and followed on this, and I followed this back in the day actually when this was first announced and when this law was first passed. I was at Ars Technica and I was one of the people that covered this. It doesn't work the way that people on either side, the left or the right, are saying that it works. You know, basically, if you're a platform, you're not liable for what people post on the platform, even if you moderate the content. You know, so I don't think that they're in danger of losing their Section 230 protection. The problem and the danger that is posed is, you know, just recently, I think the former president of Iran got on and said something completely crazy that was wrong, and they did not bother to fact check his tweet.
Right.
You know, the Chinese are you know, the China's Global Times outlet is making crazy claims about the United States inventing COVID-19, and Twitter does not fact check their tweets. So when they get into this business of trying to fact check certain tweets, they don't have the bandwidth to fact check all the crazy that has happened on that platform. So they're going to have to target specific individuals. And when they start doing that, then those individuals can, I think, quite legitimately cry foul. You know, it's just like, why are you picking on me and not picking on this other guy over here? But in terms of losing their Section 230 protections, I disagree with Ted Cruz and some of these others. I don't think that's the way the law works. And my understanding is that that's not the way the law works. And a lot of libertarians pushed for this law, the ESF pushed for this law, and they structured it specifically so that you could have an online platform and you could moderate the online platform. And still not be held liable for your moderation decisions and for what people publish on it.
Right.
Now, where this is going to actually go in terms of the courts and all this, I don't know. But, I know the intent of the law is this very, very much laissez-faire free market thing that I just articulated. The intent of it was to keep the government out of these platforms. And to keep the platforms immune from lawsuits based on what users put on them, even if they're doing moderation.
Which is sort of makes them like a utility. Like a phone line. With a regular old landline Ma Bell phone, I could pick up the phone and call you and plan to murder all kinds of people, and Ma Bell was not liable for me making that phone call. Right?
That's right.
So the next question I want to ask you when we get back is, does the government, if they're looking at this and if they're seeing these targeted, deliberately targeted behavior that's happening in various avenues, can they get out there and cry foul about that and say, this was meant to protect you from liability and you guys are doing this instead? That's the question when we get back. I'm looking at the prepared, and the website is really good. They have the best masks. They have the best MREs. They have the best bug-out bags, blowout kits, IFACs. They have a list of these. You've done a very good job, John. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank
you. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed the demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement. Regarding President Trump making that walk to the church, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was the right thing to do.
I'm glad the president went to St. John's Church. That's an historic church in our nation's capital city that arsonists and vandals had firebombed. And it was strong and powerful for the president to go there and say, we will not be cowed.
The Dow closed up 268 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. A professor at the University of Alabama is instructing protesters as to how to successfully pull down monuments. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Egyptologist Sarah Persak specializes in ancient architecture and has gone on Twitter with instructions to protesters about the proper way to destroy monuments during the protest over the death of George Floyd. I spoke to reporter Alex Hoyer of the Washington Times, who first told us about the professor's advice on destroying an obelisk.
She was instructing and even drew a diagram in one of her tweets about how different ropes could be used to pull in different directions. And so she then, in all caps, said, you know, don't topple the Washington Monument, which I'm wondering if she's ever seen it because it is quite large.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting the country will lose nearly $16 trillion in GDP over the next decade due to the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My guest, John Stokes, runs a website called ThePrepared.com. The Prepared is a collection of free, obsessively researched reviews of the best prepper gear and skills so you can protect your life, family, and home in an emergency. Our experts do the work so you don't have to. No propaganda. All are welcome. They have the prepping checklists for beginners and rational reasons that you should prepare. And trust me, there's a lot of people during COVID-19 that wish they prepared. I can guarantee you that. Do you have like a emergency food supply or anything like that already set up? I noticed you picked out the best MREs. Did you try any?
I didn't do that review. I have a stash of MREs from about 5 or 6 years ago, so mine are pretty dated. I mostly have a lot of Mountain House. And then when a couple of weeks before the COVID lockdown, I started building up my stocks of canned goods and pasta and cereal and rice and, you know, all the kind of basic shelf-stable stuff from Costco, from restaurant supply store, that kind of thing.
Did you notice when that all began that most gun owners and, of course, preppers, of course, didn't get all excited about this because we didn't have to buy guns, we didn't have to buy ammo, and a lot of us have food and water just in case. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was definitely true. A lot of preppers were already well on their way to being ready for the lockdowns. I mean, honestly, aside from stocking up on food that my kids will want to eat so I don't have to eat into my expensive Mountain House stash, I bought a bunch of board games and, you know, kind of goofy stuff to kind of while away the time in lockdown with, which turned out to be not the best decision because I have been super mega busy with the prepared. Right. You know, it's been nonstop. So I haven't had nearly as much time for all the board games that I bought as I thought I would. But yeah, we were pretty well prepped up. So,
well, I have to have a chat offline. I've got a bunch of prep questions I want to ask, purely for my own edification. But back to the question I posed before we went to break. Now, if these social media sites, which are wielding a bunch of power, are going to go out there and selectively target a philosophical approach in politics and go after that and only that, and at the same time, you know, we just heard on the news on Twitter about the professors teaching, you know, put out a primer on Twitter on how to pull down a monument. Vandalism 101, if you will. If that's allowed, but Trump isn't allowed to say what he wants without them interfering with that, do they actually deserve the protection of Title 230?
You know, that is a question for the lawyers. I mean, I think probably technically speaking, they do. I would say, like, for me, as somebody who is concerned, I am not a libertarian, I will admit, but I'm extremely sympathetic to a lot of techno-libertarian concerns around this. And so as an entrepreneur and a business person, sure, what I want is to be able to, if I stand up a social platform tomorrow and it goes viral, I want the protection of 230. I want people to be able to go on there and say stupid things, and I want to be able to moderate the way that I see fit in a way that somebody else may not like and may disagree with, and not lose my my kind of utility status. Now, there's a separate question. When these guys get to be as big as they are, I think there's an issue of when you're as large as a Facebook or when you're as important as a Twitter, maybe you come under an extra layer of scrutiny with your moderation practices and how that is doled out. I'm certainly open to that. You know, I wouldn't want to burden smaller networks that are trying to compete with Facebook with this kind of thing. If somebody wants to start a pro-gun social network, and if you come on there and you spout a bunch of random lies, you know, gun control lies, and they moderate you, I don't want them to get in legal trouble, or vice versa. Somebody wants to start a gun control social network.
Right.
You know, I want people to be able to do what they want to do and moderate how they want to moderate. But there is an argument, I think, to be made that when you've got something that's the size of a Facebook or the importance of a Twitter, they have a different level of scrutiny. But I don't know if Section 230 is the avenue for that. For that kind of enforcement.
Should they, I got no problem with them if they were to, I've been on Facebook when I could do and post whatever I wanted to post, and I could put up a picture of a gun, right? And I did that more than once, and then I would have sponsors say, like, I had a company that did performance underwear. And I would try to promote their post, and I try to pay for an ad to promote their post. And they would tell me that my page promotes the sale of guns and ammunition, or that I'm selling guns and ammunition. They would tell me no. Sometimes they would approve it, sometimes they would not, and come back with that excuse. And it seemed to be basically a game of 52 pickup. But it seemed like the algorithm was designed to where just the simple imagery of a gun disqualified me from doing other things for my sponsors, which, you know, really the only reason I'm on Facebook is because I have a radio show. And but at the same time, now they'll let me have a paid ad to promote my page, which I find incredible because I've got all kinds of stuff that I would think would rub them wrong. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. But I run ads on that to, you know, promote the page and everything else and, you know, promote the show. And they allow that over and over and over again. They allow that. YouTube. Of course, I got demonetized on YouTube, and I got offered. They would not tell me which. They said that certain videos had violated community standards, but they wouldn't tell me which ones. So I just never have remonetized it. They said you can apply for remonetization in 30 days. I just didn't do it. So I don't feel like they're treating me the way they would, say, the Democratic Party or the leader of Iran. I don't feel like they, I don't feel like some of these places are treating me the same way. And quite honestly, with some of the stuff that they seem to attempt to do, it just sort of makes me, especially Twitter, which I don't really use that much, but Twitter, Facebook, on the, or YouTube, on the other hand, and Google, they seem to be just sort of... quite honestly, they seem like they're poking the bear. But when we get back, well, I'll let you give me your outlook on that. ThePropared.com. One of the things I haven't done yet is I have never put together a get home bag or a bug out bag. And one of the reasons I haven't done it is because one, I haven't ever gone out and bought the designated backpack to do it. But they have an article where they have tested and recommend 40 different backpacks for you to choose from. And, I mean, I'm a big Mystery Ranch fan, John, so, I mean, I'm very pleased you guys tried that one out because I'm a big Mystery Ranch fan. Check them out at theprepared.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with John Stokes. He has a website called ThePrepared.com. If you haven't, if you're like me, I mean, I'm sort of on the fringes of that, and there's been a couple of questions I've had. That's the place to go, I think. It seems like a very comprehensive. I'm you know, for this to be for beginners, these are some very advanced beginners, John.
You know, I was actually going to push back a little bit on the idea that the site is for beginners. It's beginner friendly, but we are you know, there, it's also advanced prepper friendly too. I mean, one of the things that we do
now, obviously,
is we strip out the fantasy, and we also strip out a lot of the conflicts of interest that happen on these prepper sites where somebody's getting a piece of gear for free and they're giving it a good review. We buy the vast majority of the gear. We do reach out to the manufacturers, but a lot of times they don't send us anything and we just buy the unit. We raised a fundraising round, that was covered in TechCrunch, and so we have the cash on hand, and so when I did my review of some 40 or 50-something solar panels and I hooked them up to a multimeter and I took readings and temperature readings with a FLIR camera and I measured the solar output under different conditions, we bought most of those panels. We bought most of the paracord that I did when I load tested the paracord. We bought a lot of the packs. And the big pack review that we mentioned. And so if you won't play ball and give us a review unit, we will just buy it and we will review it anyway. And whether we bought it or whether we got sent it, we just say what we think because we're not advertising based. All our money comes from affiliate revenue. So if you don't trust our recommendations and you don't click buy, then we don't make any money.
Gotcha. Pretty clean. It's pretty clean. Plus, I'm looking at your stuff about EMPs. I'm going to be reading that later on. Anyway, we're talking about social media. Talking about social media with John. This is his pedigree. He is a has started and stopped a few things here and there. Is social media? There's two things about social media I want to ask. Is social media out of control? And is social media? Does social media threaten with their bias? Do they have enough bias to be threatening?
I think the answer to the first question is the first thing I think of is out of whose control. Social media is very much in the control of the advertisers, whoever they are, whoever's writing checks. And they have a lot of control over their content, but are they out of any kind of democratic control, government accountability, accountability to the public or to democracy? I mean, yeah, they're out of control by that metric. Social media is best thought of as a mass behavior modification mechanism that anyone can avail themselves of with a credit card and a laptop. So we don't always know who is using these platforms to alter whose behavior. And sometimes the platforms themselves don't know who is using these platforms to alter your behavior. But if I wanted to go and give Facebook a credit card and buy ads and target a particular group and try to get them to do a thing, to fill out a survey, to buy a product, to download a file, I can do that. And I can. There's a lot of knobs for me this week, and I can control that.
Right.
But if you're trying to, you know, I could be a bad guy. I could be a good guy. You know, I could maybe not have your best interest in mind. Or, you know, I could be a nonprofit that has your best interest in mind. Facebook doesn't care. You know, Facebook is trying to keep itself from getting sued, so they're not going to let me send you malware.
Right.
They filter that out. But yeah, they're responsive to advertiser dollars and a little bit to the political context. As for if they're biased, yeah, I think they are. And they're sort of, you know, there's a lot of cultural bias there. Twitter is extremely biased. Twitter is completely out of control. I'm quite confident in saying that Twitter is bananas when it comes to, the kind of extreme radical left bias to a degree that I don't understand. You can be banned permanently from Twitter for saying something like the definition of a woman is an adult human female. Like, that's considered hate speech on Twitter. So that's bananas. Facebook is less bad. YouTube is less bad than Twitter. With the crusading, I tend to think of Facebook and YouTube as a little more mercenary and a little more just kind of classically concerned with market incentives. Whereas, like, I think on Twitter, there is an element within the company that is very activist and is looking to silence certain voices and elevate others.
Should we, the first thing that I think about with social media is that social media is voluntary. Nobody is forcing anybody to use social media. Except social media has supplanted a lot of stuff like YouTube. Now, who watches TV anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Who watches TV anymore? YouTube has sort of taken that away. It has moved the needle on that. Facebook, which with Facebook, the beauty of Facebook for me was when I got on Facebook, I was looking for all of my long lost high school buddies. So, you know, I got my yearbook and I started looking them up by name. And, I found a few of them. Didn't find all of them, but I found a few of them. I thought this was stupendous, man. This is a great resource to have. And I've seen where Zuckerberg seems like he's trying to arrest some certain things from that are happening. I'm willing to let him give that a shot. YouTube, I think YouTube wants to be a fully monetized thing to where they're not paying anybody and they want to control all the content. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that YouTube is definitely looking, you know, to keep as much of the of those ad dollars as they can.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering, because I'm kind of thinking that YouTube at least, and maybe Facebook, you know, Facebook keeps having these data breaches, which to me, that's sort of a, that's a shortcoming. That's a bigger, in a lot of cases, that's a shortcoming of a type that I don't want to be involved in, but I sort of am. But do you think that in the dark web, there's some kids out there right now writing the next YouTube?
I don't. And I'll tell you why, because YouTube has something that the problem of competing with YouTube is not a tech problem, it's a scale problem.
Right.
YouTube sits on Google's platform and they use Google's world-spanning network essentially for free. So YouTube has delivery. They have very, very low-cost delivery. If I just want to make up numbers, let's say that it costs YouTube a penny to send out a gigabyte of video to a bunch of viewers. Let's say it costs them a penny. It's going to cost me, at least 10 cents to send out that same gigabyte of video, because I have to pay Google or Amazon to send it for me, whereas, like, YouTube doesn't have to pay Google. They can get that bandwidth at cost. So if I am trying to monetize myself, I have to make, Google can sell an ad on that gigabyte worth of video for 2 cents.
Right.
And they have made a penny's worth of profit. I have to sell an ad for 11 cents.
Right.
To make a penny's worth of profit. Now, if you are a...
We're running out of time, brand. John. I just looked at the clock. I was too busy listening to you, and I should have been... I'll be back in touch with you. I want to continue this if you've got the time to do this. This is fascinating stuff. Go to theprepared.com and check Mr. Stokes out. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, the third hour's inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.